Yamaduta Uchu.
Yamaduta Uchu.
Yamaduta Uchu.
Yamaduta Uchu.
Veda Pranihito Dharma.
Veda Pranihito Dharma.
Veda Pranihito Dharma.
Veda Pranihito Dharma.
Yadharmas tad viparyaya.
Yadharmas tad viparyaya.
Yadharmas tad viparyaya.
Yamadutta's reply. What is established by the Vedas as duty, that is called religious principle. And irreligion is the opposite of that. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, and are self-born. Thus we have heard from Yamaraj.
Yamadutta uchu Veda pranihito dharma jadharmastat viparjaya Vedo narayana shakshat sambhu viti susruma. This word susruma is very important. We have heard it. They never say that we have manufactured it. Susruma. And we have heard it. Susrusa, susruma. We have heard it with service. That is the way of Vedic instruction. The Bhagavad Gita says, tadviddhi panipatena, pariprasnena, sevaya, upadakshanti tadjnanam, jnanina tattadarsha. To receive Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge means spiritual knowledge. Material knowledge also the same process. Any knowledge, especially spiritual knowledge. Because material things sometimes we can perceive directly because our body is material. But spiritual knowledge, unless you hear from the authority, there is no source of knowledge. You cannot understand because you do not see what is spirit. I am spirit, you are spirit, but I do not see your spirit soul, you do not see my spirit soul because we have got material eyes. When somebody dies, one cries, oh, my father is gone, my father is gone. Where is your father gone? Your father is lying on the bed. Why do you say father gone? That means with this material eyes we cannot see spirit. So this material eyes has to be purified. Then spiritual knowledge begins. Therefore, it is said, Ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur unminitam jena tasmai shri gurave namah. All of our eyes are covered with darkness. We cannot see. Then, how we can see in the darkness? Ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya. Salaka means torch. So, the torch, what is that torch? Jnananjana. It's meaning with the ointment of knowledge. That is the torch. So knowledge means not to see, but to hear. Therefore, it is called Shruti, Sushruma. Knowledge has to be received through the ear, not by the eyes. Not by the eyes. This is not recommended. Nobody says, I want to see knowledge. No, I want to hear knowledge. Therefore, it is called Shruti, and knowledge is received through the ear, oral reception. Why not with eyes and other senses? That is also very important to know. Suppose you are sleeping, then all your senses are also sleeping, but the ear does not sleep. You have got practical experience. When a man is sleeping, and somebody is coming to kill him. So what do you say? You cry, Mr. such and such, wake up, wake up, there is danger. Then he can. Otherwise, all the senses are there. But only the ear will help you. The eyes are there, hands are there, legs are there. Everything is there. Nothing of this limbs of your part of your body will help you. Simply your ear will help you when you are in danger. Therefore here it is said, Sushuma, we have received knowledge through the ears, not with the eyes. Those rascals say, I want to see practically. He cannot see. That is not possible. The modern defect is that they do not hear. The so-called scientists, philosophers, they do not hear. They simply want to see, want to touch, want to smell, want to lick up. That is not knowledge. They are all failure. They do not hear. But the process is, here as it is said, Sushruma, we have received knowledge by hearing from the authority. That is perfect knowledge. That is perfect knowledge. So, what they heard from Yamaraj, their master, that dharma is that which is enunciated in the Vedas. That is dharma. Dharma, that does not mean that a faith. Faith, of course, you have to. Dharma, religion, is explained in English dictionary as a kind of faith. That is the beginning. But really, dharma means the constitutional position. That is dharma. Constitutional position, just like chemicals. Chemicals, to find its P purity, the books, the pharmacology or other books, this chemical, the water, then it contains so many percentage of hydrogen, so many percentage of oxygen, so on. So there is test. There is a potash cyanide, there is no test. But other chemicals, there are tests, touching, because nobody has tasted potash cyanide up to there. Because as soon as you touch on the tongue, you'll die. So, similarly, there are tests. So what is the test? Test is that jiver swarup hoy nitya krishna das. We are eternal servant of God. This is our dharma or constitutional position. Just like sugar is sweet. That is the test. If sugar is salty, although both of them look the same, white powder, but if I give you sugar and if it is actually salt, then immediately you say, oh, this is not sugar, this is not sugar. How? By taste. Similarly, everything has got its constitutional position. The sugar is sweet and the chili is pungent. If sugar is pungent and chili is sweet, then you throw it away. It is not real. It is not real. Similarly, what is the constitutional position of human being, dharma, to serve? This is the constitution. Every one of us, we are serving. Without service, we have no other business. So this is our constitutional position. But we are serving wrongly, therefore you are not satisfied. This is the position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, begins his philosophy from this point. The jiver swarup hoy nitya krishna das. The real constitutional position of all living entities is to serve Krishna. This is constitutional position. But unfortunately, being misguided, instead of serving Krishna, we are serving so many other things. Somebody is serving his family, somebody is serving his country, somebody is serving his dog. In this way, service is there, but the service is misplaced. Therefore, we are not satisfied. Why in the material world people are not satisfied? Because his position is to serve Krishna. He is serving Maya, therefore he is not happy. Plain thing. Krishna says, mama imamsa jiva bhuta. Jiva, the living entity, then my part and parcel. So, each one of us, we are part and parcel of God. So, we have got some duty, just like the part and parcel of my body has got some duty. The eyes, his duty is to see. The ear, his duty is to hear. So every part of duty, even within, without. So, we being servant, eternal servant of Krishna, our only duty is to serve Krishna. And because we are not doing that, therefore we are unhappy. So, that duty is called dharma. It is not a kind of faith. It is the constitutional position. You must have to serve. If you don't serve Krishna, then you'll have to serve Maya. There are two things, God or Satan. So similarly, God is Krishna and Satan is Maya. So if you don't, you refuse to serve God, then you have to serve Satan. That's all. You cannot become master. This is called dharma. Dharmanta sakshad bhagavat puni. And as it is said here, Vedo Narayana sakshad. Vedo Narayana sakshad. Veda, the knowledge, the law or the order. That order is from God. Therefore, there is no difference between the Vedas and Narayana, because Narayana, God, is absolute. He personally and His word is the same thing. In the material experience also, we see that the government and the government law is the same thing. You cannot say that the government law is different from government. This is material example. And spiritual is still more perfect. Vedo Narayana Saksha. In other words, that you cannot make any law. The government can make law. Similarly, you cannot manufacture any religion. Narayana Saktas, Narayana God, He can make. You cannot make at your home, "I have manufactured a type of religion." No, that you cannot do. Nowadays it is going on. Jato mat tato. Mane, you can manufacture your own religion. This is going on. You are okay, I am okay. I manufacture my religion, you manufacture your religion. Don't fight. Let us become brother. This is going on. How you can be brother? The dog remain a dog, how they can become brother? It is not possible. Therefore, so many religious systems, they are all rascaldom. One religion, that is the order of God. That is religion. If you want one religion, then you must know who is God and you must abide by the order of God. That is religion. Very simply. You cannot manufacture concoction. That is not religion. Therefore, Bhagavat, it is said, dharma prajjita koitava. All these cheating type of religion is rejected, kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that religion there? Param sattam dhimai. The supreme truth, the absolute truth. We are accepting. This is religion. So, the absolute truth is Krishna. So, Krishna is God accepted in the Vedas. That is, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Aham sarvasya prabhava." From Vedic knowledge, you get all knowledge. So if you don't accept Krishna as God, that is also your mistake. You do not know God, but here Krishna presents Himself as God and is accepted by authorities, so you have to accept. If you say that I don't accept Krishna, then you have to present somebody else if you know God. And if you say that I do not know what is God, then you have to accept Krishna. Because you do not know. Here, the authority says Krishna is God. So you have to accept that. You cannot deny. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna means Narayana. Therefore, it is said, Veda Narayana Sakshat. Veda means, therefore, knowledge or religion means what is ordained, what is described by the words of Krishna, Narayana. Then the next question will be, then how Narayana learnt the Vedas or knowledge? Because we have got experience, we receive knowledge from others. This question may be there. Therefore, it is said, Sakshat Svayambhu. He does not require, that is God. All of us, we require knowledge by somebody, Guru. But Krishna does not require any guru. Although when he comes, he accepts guru just to teach us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had guru, Krishna is also guru. Because when they incarnate, they play just like ordinary man. But the knowledge is self-sufficient. The example is given like this, just like the cloud. Cloud takes water from the sea and he pours it down, and again the water goes down to the sea. So all knowledge comes from Krishna. But when Krishna appears, he takes the same knowledge from through the guru. Just try to understand. The knowledge is just like the sea, full knowledge. But it distributes the water on the land, again the water goes down. Similarly, anyone who becomes Krishna's guru, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru, they take knowledge from him, but superficially Krishna accepts guru. He has no guru. Swayambhu. That word is called Swayambhu. Swayambhu. Swayambhu iti susuma. Krishna has no cause. Sarvakarana karanam. Anadi radi govinda. Ishara parama Krishna Satchidananda vigraha. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is Krishna, Satchidananda vigraha, anadi. He has no source of knowledge. That is called Swayambhu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, also it is described, janmadasya yata annayat itaratascha arthesu abhigya. Now God created this world. Everyone knows. Those who are religious, either Hindu, Muslim, Christian, God has created. Now, creation means he must be very expert. You do not see that this cosmic manifestation, the earth, water, air, fire, so nicely arranged, and they are being mixed up and so many other things are having. Everything is perfectly being done. So this perfect knowledge, how Krishna or God received, where from he got this perfect knowledge? That is the difference between our knowledge and Krishna's knowledge, God. That is called avijna. He knows everything perfectly, without going to anyone. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate sabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. This is the Vedic statement, that the absolute truth is so perfect, he has got so many potencies, that everything is being done so perfectly. Just like an artist, if he wants to paint one picture, one flower, he has to give his attention in so many ways. He has to move the brush in such a way and take this color, different colors. It requires so many artistic sense and so much good sense, so many things. It does not come. One who is not artist, not painter, he cannot paint. So do you think this flower which is coming out daily in your garden, in different colors and different smell and flavor, they are being done without any artistic sense? This is nonsense. There is sense. There is God's potency. But parasa shakti, his senses, his knowledge is so perfect that it is coming automatically. And we foolish people, we think that nature is producing. No, nature is the instrument, just like the brass. But the brain is God. That is Krishna consciousness. These rascal scientists, they do not know that. They deny God. Therefore, Veda Pranihito Dharma. So, how God is working, how His breath is moving, how the things are coming out so nicely, how much great brain He has got. Krishna says, Matta Paradaran Nasna. Krishna says, there is no more good brain than me. He says, Matta Paradaran Nasna. Kinchi Jasti Dhananjaya. Maya Dhakshina Prakriti Shriyate Sa Characharam. The Prakriti, nature, is instrument. Nature is not brain. Just like nowadays we have got very complicated machine, computer. The computer machine is not brain. The man who is pushing the buttons, he has got the brain. So we have to learn like that. Therefore, we have to take knowledge from Krishna. And Krishna is giving knowledge directly in the Bhagavad Gita. So if you read and accept it as it is, without any foolishness, then you become perfectly in knowledge. Thank you very much.